For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Cindy Burgess Gerson, what an amazing person.
Just saying. Okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme.
And our super-duper premium sponsor, Kelly Grant, the most gorgeous girl in Texas. We love you. Hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Yo Bros. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast, and here I am with my manipulated into being here today bestie, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banta Blender. Hello, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, babe.
Baby, how is your Tuesday treating you so far, my dear Ronnie?
I have to say, it's one of the loveliest hangovers I've ever had. Like, I'm slightly puffy, but smiling. It was worth it. We had so much fun last night.
Yeah, for anyone who didn't see our crazy Instagram posts, Ronnie and I hung out last night with Leah Black, Kelly Dodd, Lauren from Below Deck Mediterranean, and Chris Brown.
And Heather McDonald. You got there after
and
Heather.
Oh,
left,
I miss Heather McDonald.
Heather got
also.
Kids and stuff. She's like, I gotta go, y'all. I can't be out all night.
Yeah. So we just recorded our bonus episode of the week, and we talked all about that crazy night, and then which naturally segued into discussion about West Elm and CB2. So if you want to hear that bonus episode and really any of the bonus episodes, go to patreon.com, where there are, how many bonus episodes have we done now? Like 150, 160. I mean, it's literally another podcast. It's like enough content for like an established podcast of these bonus episodes. So if you are not already on Patreon, we really recommend you go over there for the bonus episode alone, patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Y'all.
We also recommend, if you are going to be in Texas or specifically the Houston area on March 9th, I think it's March 9th.
March 9th, 2018.
March 9th, 2018, we are doing a show at Warehouse Live. Tickets are on sale now. VIP tickets have already sold out. Doesn't mean that you can't have a wonderful experience with a non-VIP ticket. You go to watchwhatcrappens.com and links to the tickets are there. There's also links to merchandise where we've sold out of wine glasses, but they'll be back soon. Definitely come see our live show. Every live show has been absolutely amazing. There's been something, you know, astounding at everyone, whether it's been a marriage proposal or Leanne Locken taken to the stage, Shannon Medore popping out to surprise the audience. Everyone has been amazing. You never know what you're going to get when you come to one of our shows. And plus, it's just so awesome for us to meet all you guys. So come to the Houston show. And on Monday, we will be announcing our next tour, our next show. So everyone get excited for Monday's announcement.
Yeah.
I think that's all the housekeeping.
Well, good. Now that we've got that out of the way, let's talk about why Real Housewives of Orange County was trying to build the Les Mis set for this reunion. It opened, they're like, look, we're building the set. It's like, don't you guys normally just rent out a Marriott? Like, what is this?
Wait a second. I just have to announce that all my notes just totally disappeared. Oh, wait. Let's see. I think I can I resurrect them? Oh, my God.
What happened?
Oh, my God. Rondell, all of my Orange County notes just fully disappeared.
Can you just press Control Z?
No, it's like the note went away. So here's the thing. I write them down on the Notes app. And the Notes app is connected to the iCloud, and sometimes it does weird shit where, like, it, like, if if you'd like delete something, it's like gone for good. Cause it's like, oh, the iCloud's like, oh, you want to delete that? Okay, I'll delete it too. I'll delete it too. Everyone's deleted. And then you're like, wait, no, Command Z. It's like, no, too late.
Yeah, I did that one time with my pictures. I thought they would stay in the iCloud if I deleted them off my phone. No. I mean, there's a way to do that. I've learned since, but girl, I erased like years and years of pictures.
I literally cannot believe this happened. I will have to use a different application from now on. But it also means that you're just going to have to steer the ship and I will have to chime in. Because, I mean, luckily I did watch it and I can remember.
At least you'll know kind of what's happening with these nets.
Guys, this is just like our live shows, so come buy a ticket.
I know. I literally did that last time. Well, I didn't lose them, but I was like, oh, my computer died.
Oh, yeah, Ronnie's computer died in the middle of the San Francisco show. I'm like,
I have to read this off the phone, which is so classy, reading your phone. It looks like I'm sitting there texting during a live show.
I can't believe this. It's like, but all my Atlanta, and the thing is, my Atlanta notes all resurfaced. So I don't know what's going on with the stupid cloud.
I blame Phaedra. Okay, yeah. Look at your, I just sent you the note, so you can at least, like, know where we kind of are.
Okay, I can do that. I am going to read off of your, now this will be really interesting. Building Les Mis. Well, you know, it's funny to me. So this, okay, so this, the way that this reunion opened up, when they're building the Les Mis set, as you said, I was like, every reunion, Bravo gets more and more like over the top with its behind the scenes stuff, as if like this is the Oscars is about to happen. Like, look at us, we're putting plywood together, and we're speed it up. You can see how it happens over time.
Yes, yeah, it's like the little flower budding in time lapse. Like, no one cares. Okay, rent a hotel. You're spending way too much money on this. Pay the people on the shows more. How about that?
Yeah, seriously.
So Peggy's like, I'm going in with a good attitude, baby. I'm like, well, what do you have to have a bad attitude about? Do anything. And then Lydia's like, I don't want to go in being afraid to fight. Shannon still on the verge of breaking down at any moment. Andy's like, are you ready? She's like, no.
And every time they're talking, they put this weird Instagram filter like this. It's like, this is behind the scenes filter time where they like the contrast was super high. And then there was like a yellow film on everything. It was truly the least flattering filter they could have thought of for this, for all these like behind the scenes snippets.
It's like the worst filter ever.
Yeah. Tamara's like, are we ready yet, batch? I'm like, whoa, this filter's not good for you, Tamara.
Yeah.
Not good.
She's like, I got a pants set, batch. It's like, oh, I thought that was a filter. Unfortunately, it was real. Actually, it was a cute pantsuit. And I love her. I'm sorry to sound like Andy, but they bring up her face later. I think it looks very nice. I mean, it looks the same, right?
Well, I was shocked when she said she had a facelift. I remember actually a few months ago, she was on Watch What Happens Live, and people were like, what did Tamara do to her face? But honestly, I thought, it looked great. That's some very strong plastic surgery there.
Well, by now that bitch knows how to time a surgery. Mm-hmm. Got to give yourself time to heal. You can't be like Vicky getting surgery like the day before you go back on air, you know?
Yeah, or Lynn Curtin getting the surgery like during the season.
Yeah, the only one who could pull that off was Siggy on Real Housewives of New Jersey. She's like, that's true too. I'm Siggy. I got a facelift. It hurts.
Give me some soup and a straw.
So I don't know why Peggy makes me laugh so much, but she does. Andy's like, Peggy, why do you think that people misunderstand you? She's like, they want to misunderstand me. Okay, Peggy. Makes a ton
yeah,
of sense.
That's what everyone is really looking forward to, is pretending to not understanding what you say.
They all call the bank and press 2 for Spanish just so they could not understand. That's how these ladies are.
They make me call back and press 1 for English. That way they don't have to talk to Comcast. I understand that these people
Armenians are. Started pressing 1, okay? This comes from Armenia.
Armenia start telephone.
So on with the reunion, there's a fake fire going, which is very OC.
Oh, yeah. I was like, fake fire? Oh, yeah, the fireplace behind Andy. Yeah, very, very OC. Yeah, yeah. I liked it. It was like the holidays. And they're like, let's put the lights up super, super bright.
Yeah. And I like that Andy still has that goofy face with flames behind him like he's in hell, you know? He's like, hey, he's like the happiest person ever thrown in hell.
Well, it's good because now his hair, you know, his hair is like really graying, and it's all he's got something strange going on with his hair. Like Q3 has been strange with Andy's hair, and it's sort of long and grown out, but it's sort of swirling. So it looked like, you know, it looked like it was someone was like blowing air, and then the fire is behind. It was like painting a picture for me, a very dull picture that only I cared about.
I was following you. I was envisioning it all.
Yeah.
I pictured Andy like in a White Rain commercial with his hair kind of flowing, and a nice fire behind him. So let's get charming. To the important things first. Boobs, okay?
Yeah.
Jeez.
How the girls, Kelly? Like,
yeah. Okay. She's like, oh, they're smaller now. Like, okay, great.
Yeah.
He's like, Lydia, I remember last time when you were on this show, when people still liked you. Remember when he ran off and you couldn't take it? Do you think you'll be able to take it this time? When did she run off? Why did she run off before? I don't remember that.
I don't know. And you know that the producers don't even care about Lydia, that they didn't give us a flashback, you know, because they love a flashback. And they're like, eh, just trust us. She did something.
Yeah. Just wave your arms around a lot and answer. It'll look like the last season.
Get off my rainbow.
She's just excited to yell at her mom through Shannon.
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah, exactly.
Which she does, which she totally does. She's like, uh-uh, mother. That's her reunion look. So Andy's like, this was a wild season. Hi. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was like the highlight of the season was Shannon like eating a tortilla chip. So it was time for like the wacky times on Orange County. This is where every reunion starts. With a light fun, look at the antics. These ladies, they're up to no good. They're laughing and Tamara peed herself. Ha, good times.
Ha, I'll just have a nacho. Peggy, what was this in the clip or did he ask her? Oh, yeah. So the first question after that, Shannon's like, oh, Sophie got a test and got a BMW X3, top of the line. Well, wanted her to have a normal car, but of course David had to get her a BMW X3.
Yeah, well, David said, well, I wanted to get her a Pinto, but David was like, no Pinto for my daughter. And I was like, fine, well, you just have your way. I mean, I guess we are married, right? This is a partnership. And he said, well, I'm not sure about that. I was like, oh, I'm spiraled.
Basically, it was like David sending back a side of quinoa. That's how I felt, Andy.
I did like when we were watching the video package of all the antics. There was a moment where Shannon was – they showed Shannon giving the dollar to the belly dancer at Peggy's anniversary. And then in the little picture-in-picture, Shannon just goes, huh? Oh, that freaking dress. She was spiraling. Sequins and the silhouette. I wore that dress the night I had an extra – Jell-O pudding pop from my freezer, and David looked at me and ate a Frito, and the judgmental eyes he gave me were just so devastating in that dress.
I have not been that upset since David came to bed with a frozen waffle and licked it all night long right in front of me. And he knew what I was trying to do.
So this is when Andy was like, they were like, so why, so Peggy, you seem to like say things wrong. Like you've lived here longer than Deco, and he seems to understand things like expressions better than you. Like, what's going on? And she's like, well, you know, like coal, you know, because they talked about like when they showed the clip of like Santa's gonna bring you coal, and she's like, what is coal? So she was like, well, I didn't understand because we were sitting in front of fireplace with coal, so I thought, why are you bringing coal? Like, you put to me coal you put on top of fire. I'm like, Peggy,
said,
this does not clarify
you
anything.
Put on top of the barbecue. Yeah. This is why you don't want Peggy making you hamburgers. Okay? Like, she's acting like she...
Light burger on fire.
You'll die of lighter fluid poisoning because she will put the coal right on top of the barbecue.
Yeah. She's like, it'll be like coal in a bun with raw grape leaves. What do you call dolmas.
So the next question is to Megan. He's like, so, Megan, you thought Peggy was playing dumb. What's up with that? And she's like, well, you know, it's like when she said the peanut gallery. And Peggy's like, but why? Why are peanuts in gallery? Still no one has explained to me.
To me, it's like Mr. Blanter goes to look at art. I don't understand.
Stay in the cabinet. peanuts. Okay, we brought the Planter Peanut Man officially into every single episode this week. So thank you, Planter Peanut Man.
It is Planter Peanuts Week, and they're not even our sponsor. But if they would like to be, shoot us an email, watchwhatcrapins@gmail.com. Oh, yes. Another one thing, by the way. Remember, we were like, hey, everyone, if you want us to come to your city to do a Watch a Crappin' show, like, you know, it really helps when we have a connection to places. If you have a connection and or whatever, email us at watchwhatcrappens@gmail.com. Don't message us on Instagram or DM us or Facebook message us, because that's going to get lost. It's just going to get lost.
Girl, even if I'm the worst with the social media mail. Like, I love to read the groups and the comments and stuff like that. But whenever I go to the mail, I'm like, oh.
Because, well, it's because there's a lot of it. And, like, it's like we might check it, but it's like hard to, like, then, like, the next day be like, someone had a connection to this one place. Where was that again? Oh my God, I got to find it. And it's just like, when we just have an email, we can star it and be like, okay, we can come back to that. So if you have a connection to a venue that's like 200 to 300 people for one of our shows, for a Crappin' show in your city, email watchwhatcrappins@gmail.com. Do not send us a message on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, what, because even if we see it, it's not going to stick with us. It's just not. Okay. Yeah.
So back to peanuts.
So peanuts. What is peanuts?
Now, for? Andy, I feel like, is giving shade, because then it's like peanuts. And then he's like, so Shannon, it's like, come on, leave Shannon alone. Okay. I'm loving Shannon at her current weight. I don't want her ever to change. I want her to stay the same forever. Okay. This is how I like my Shannon.
Yeah.
So, he's like, so, Bertha from Boise wants to know why. Wants to congratulate you on looking most like a man at that drag party. She's like, oh, ha, ha, thanks. That's great. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
I'm and a peanut-eating like... man. Thank you. I'm glad I showed up today, Andy.
Well, I mean, I guess I have to take minor victories. I mean, I guess it just shows that I'm good at something. I mean, I have certain people in my life who seem to think I can't do anything right. I'm not going to say his name, but it rhymes with Flavid. Flavid. 40 to 50 negative XY chromosomes.
I was using that beard to hide my pain, Andy. It's like, okay, well, thanks for answering. Huh. So,
every rose has a thorn, but not that I would know, because I don't remember the last time I received a thorn. Or a rose, I should say.
I do know that weeds keep growing, because I got plenty of those. No one to pick them, Andy. It's like, okay.
That's right. No one gives me flowers. I guess Brett Michaels might know something, but I wouldn't know. Poison. Oh, that's one thing I do know about. A poison marriage.
You don't bring me flowers. I can't even finish that song because there was not a first time. So there is no anymore. Okay?
Maybe David should take some lessons from Guns N' Roses. Don't get me a gun, but maybe have some patience. Patience? Anyway. Let's talk about my sweet child of mine driving a BMW that's totally ridiculous. He shames me for having a silver spoon in my mouth, and he gets her a BMW. Ha! I'm so happy. Ha! Here lies Shannon Bedore. Killed my David's hypocrisy.
And he's like, do you want a peanut? No, Andy. God damn it. I've had enough. I'm out of here.
So but there's going to be an exhibition at the gallery.
Huh?
I told you so. This group is a bunch of mixed nuts, huh?
Do you see? I know things.
Peggy, I wish you would refrain from mentioning mixed nuts, because you know how I feel about cashews.
That is what you say when someone sneezes. I'm a mother.
You know what? I've heard that one too many times, Missy. Okay? One too many times. You can't pull that with me anymore.
Are you okay?
No!
So Andy's like, so Lydia, you're a homophobic piece of shit. How does that feel? She's like, my features just don't translate well to manhood. And he's like, so Vicky, speaking of drag queens, are you going to marry Steve Lopez? And she's like, well, I don't know. You know, I like him, and maybe we'll whoop it up boring style. And Shannon is frowning. She's like so mad that Vicky's talking about marriage. I love Shannon's aggressive frowning, because she goes just from that smile to, look at Vicky with Steve Lopez.
I I liked how, I think starting like midway through this episode, there were like many, many cutaway shots to Shannon clasping Tamara's hand. And I felt so bad for Shannon because it was like an extreme close up on her thumb, whose the manicure got screwed up in some weird way. It was like all janky and chipped. And you know, she's like, oh, well, great. They just show my thumb, my unmanicured thumb, which I tried to fix before the show began, and, well, it didn't really work. Here lies a fingernail, killed by a terrible manicure.
How am I doing? How am I doing, Gandhi? Look at my thumb. How do you think I'm doing?
This is what happens when you don't have anyone to scrape out the piece of plastic and from your asshole.
Mickey's like, oh my god, are you gonna have a heart attack? Been there, done that. It hurts. It hurts, right? As my mother said, stop and smell the roses. Also, as Hallmark greeting cards have said for years, Vicky. So anyway, the next segment is Vicky whooping it up. Andy's like, so, Steve Lopez is the most boring Lopez of all the Lopezes in the world. And Lopez is like Smith in Mexico. Will Vicky find anything to whoop it up about? And she's like, woohoo. Yeah, I could. Yeah. I could.
And I wasn't this around the time where Tamara was, because he was like, is Steve Lopez going to be too boring for you? And Tamara's like, I worry about that also. I'm like, listen, Tamara, it's not like Eddie is the most exciting person we've seen on TV, okay?
No kidding.
It's like, his like idea of an
exciting check.
Yeah. His idea of an exciting weekend is like jumping jacks and like a pull-up.
I mean, at least Eddie goes to raves and like musicals. Okay, Tamara, you're making your point.
Last time I checked, Steve Lopez wasn't taking you to Lady Gaga.
Well, Vicky's like, well, you know what? I think we're going to get married. We don't have plans, but I think we're going to get married. And that's good because, you know, I believe in marriage. I've been married 30 years. I've never heard someone congratulate themselves for being married for 30 years after like two divorces.
Yeah. She talks like it's like a career path.
Well, I've been on a diet for 19. No one gives me credit for that.
So, let's see. I'm so bored with her. Oh, no. So she says, he asked about Brooks somehow. She's like, I don't want to say his name. Okay? You say his name, suddenly a giant snake comes out without a nose. It's played by Ralph Fiennes. It's disgusting. Like, it's horrible.
Tamara's like, don't you dare call me that.
She's like, I put back on my nose. Don't say his name. I'm so horrified at what that man did to Harry Potter and his friends. Like, that was horrible. Don't say his name. She goes, yeah, but we all know it. Yes, Tamara. Yes, we do.
I don't like Voldemort because he was always horse-shaming me. I'm like, no, that's Horcrux. It's totally different. You call me a crusty whore. Horcrux.
What is this Horcrux?
You are. Kelly, we're not even talking to you. Huh?
You were in my house.
It's water. That's a callback to the bonus episode. If you want to know what it's water means, by the way, you really have this. It's a good story. So just listen.
Basically, Andy gets right down to the point. He's like, is he boring? Okay. And then he's like, so Steven from Squatahatchee wants to know, don't you feel like you deserve best actress in the drama for your influenza B storyline? Why did you need to bring paper proof? And she's like, look, if I'm going to win Best Actress, it's going to be for Hidden Figures, okay? No one even knows about my gardening business. Tap that, ladies.
Well, Betch. I thought it'd be for Babette's Feast.
This is so stupid. What are we even doing?
I don't know. I wasn't planning to make a Babette's Feast joke, but now that I can see your notes, I know where your brain's at. So I'm like, ooh, he wrote down Hidden Figures. And the funny thing is, I'm like, why did Ronnie write Hidden Figures?
Because that's the first movie, Best Actress in a Drama. I just thought it was funny. She's like, I didn't win it for influenza. I won it for Hidden Figures.
And I don't know why I went to Babette's Feast.
I'm also like starring in Empire, okay? I'm starring in Empire is Going to Bike because he deserves it. Woohoo. This is a big deal.
Brad Pitt's my baby. I found him in a basket. Excuse me. I got to go do my commercial with Mary J. Blige.
You know what I don't want? I don't want no more drama in my life. Okay? Woohoo.
With the 411. You know what I want? God. I want real love, okay? So, I'm just looking for some real love.
Vicky's like... I'm gonna die of a fucking lung collapse, okay?
I'm sorry, I gotta go sing with Bono now. One love.
You wanna talk about wearing rose-colored glasses?
Vicky is literally wearing rose-colored glasses.
That's what I said. Why is she always trying to fight with me, Andy?
I like that we turned Vicky into Taraji P. Henson and then turned her into Mary J. Blige. Next, it'll be like, how do you get away with murder, Tamara? What? Now we're on Viola Davis?
Yes, I play the violin. Yes, I do. And I'm not ashamed of it.
Listen. Listen, it's not my fault that I married a guy who used to play baseball and now works for a garbage company. I'm like, wait, are you in Fences now, Vicky? Yes, I am.
Look. I know it wasn't right, but I was beautiful. I was young. I was a whore. Okay? It was a job. And then Richard Gere changed my life. Like, what do you want from me? Okay? There, I said it. Okay?
How did Vicky go from Viola Davis and Fences to Pretty Woman?
I think once we took it to Mary J, all rules were off, okay? So she's like, look, I don't want people to say I'm lying, you know, like they did with the whole Brooks thing, so I got a trapper keeper this time, a real one. You're not going to call me a liar now. Everybody want to see it? It's got Wonder Woman on it, who I also played.
I think the stupidest question is why Wonder Woman on the trapper keeper. Why is Vicky carrying around like the receipts on what her illness is? It's like, have you watched the show? Did you watch all of 2 seasons ago where she spent the entire time? Like, it was all about medical records. So yeah, she knows these bitches because there was a whole scene where they sat around a table this season and questioned whether or not she really had the flu. So yeah, that's why she keeps it around.
Yeah, no one argued, but Shannon did aggressively frown at her. She's like, oh, trapper keeper. Well, that's how David felt. Yeah. Exactly what he said.
And let me tell you something. He knows a little something about a 3-ring binder because he probably gave a ring to 2 other women.
But I'll tell you what, it's not binding. Learn that one.
So,
and there are plenty of tabs in this trapper keeper. Let me tell you something. I've kept a lot of tabs on that man. Walking on the beach, taking me to gastropubs, fattening me up with sugary sauces.
So he moves on to Ryan moving and Brianna needing to get surgery because she has a pain in her neck. And everyone just looks at Vicky like,
Yeah. It wasn't hilarious that she's been ill and that she keeps having to have these surgeries. But when they said, Brianna has a pain in her neck, everyone's like,
The doctor literally tried to remove me. It was the weirdest thing ever. I was like, get me off of this dolly, okay? So she's like, she's got to get surgery, you know, lupus, pains in the neck, whatever. And Shannon's like, will that help? And Peggy looks at Shannon like, how dare you? How dare you, ma'am?
I bring you coal.
Have you ever taken a step class? It was like really big back in the day. Like,
yeah.
There's different levels you could put these steps on in exercise. Peggy has put one of those steps under her forehead. I don't know what she's doing. What is that, a rain gutter? What are you doing to your face?
It was not a bump it. It was like a full-on like skyscraper it. It was just a giant. It looked like a sand dune. It looked like a hairy sand dune on her head.
No, there's something under her forehead. Like she got an implant under her forehead. I couldn't figure it out. I don't know if she's trying to...
Oh, a belugaectomy? Yeah.
I love beluga. Okay, so does Tamara have contact with Brianna? And she's like... Vicky's like... He's like, you're not Nell. Okay, well, stop. The movie section is over now, Vicky. Yeah, but I was in contact. I'm listening to the aliens.
I don't know why you're doing a Nell bit, but I like it.
Because isn't that from Contact? Wait, or is that from Nell?
Wait, why are you doing Jodie Foster? Because
Vicky's staying in movies. I'm moving it out of that. I'm so sorry.
I can't let a good thing just go, okay? No, here's the thing. I love a running joke, especially if we can bring Contact.
Oh, now we've got to run. Great. No one told me about this, Andy.
I just didn't realize that Vicky was still in movie mode. So when you're like, because we had moved out of movie mode. So then when you're when you're like, hey, Tamara, if you talk to Brianna, then you're like, and then Vicky was like, Nell, I'm like,
I'm sorry, Vicky. It's because I saw the word contact, okay? I saw the word contact. That's really all it took.
So anyway, Vicky was up on a pinball machine. Getting real dark.
Oh yeah. My gosh. So who cares really about all of this stuff, right?
Yeah, like, let's move on. Vicky got a gun. It was basically like filler questions because there was nothing else to ask. So,
Andy's so shady. He's like, so, self-proclaimed horse whisperer. Who says that? The self-proclaimed horse whisperer. Wait, friend whisperer.
Yeah, horse, I was about to say, I don't think there was a friend whisperer.
Yeah, Robert Redford is a self-proclaimed horse whisperer, okay?
Yeah.
Not
Kristen
Lydia.
Scott Thomas is his love interest. And they have nothing to do with this segment.
I'm playing Kristen Scott Thomas right now. Am I pretty?
Oh my God, I'm like an English patient. Oh my God, I'm in a cave. Someone find me in a cave. Here I am. Here, help me. I just want my friends back in this cave. Save me.
We get a montage of Lydia's lame ass storyline this season, and all I can think of, you know, Andy talks about boobs, he talks about facelifts. Why won't he ask her why her husband is walking around with a goddamn faux hawk in 2017? Why?
Yeah, I know. Like, I think as a gay man, that should be the top of Andy's priorities, is getting to the bottom of this faux hawk situation.
Yes.
You know, Bravo has been one of the worst purveyors of faux hawk presence on TV. I mean, Top Chef alone,
yeah. But even they've kind of given it up. Even now they're trying to do that Huey, Louie, and Dewey updo, this kind of... I don't know. The past few years, they've moved on to that, but
yeah. Well, you know, like chefs are very like. There's like a lot of like faux rockabilly look with chefs, and then they like have their fork and knife tattoo, and then the pig tattoo, and the bacon tattoo, and you're just like, oh my God, put yourself in a box and throw yourself into a volcano already.
I was in that movie too. Joe wins.
Never go.
Spoiler alert.
Never go to the La Brea Tar Pits ever.
Okay, so now we get into Lydia's traditional bullshit. The psychic. She's like, well, you know, it was confusing. I don't believe in psychics, and drag queens aren't in the Bible, and I didn't know. Did they even have wigs in the Bible? Was Charlie Probably. Chaplin in the Bible, ma'am?
I actually felt like Lydia handled herself very well during this segment. You know, I think she was really good about like clarifying, like, listen, I was making a joke. I know that Doug did not get his balls chopped off. It was an inside thing. It was just a joke. And everyone got so mad at me. And she's like, and you know, with gay people, like, she was just saying, I felt uncomfortable that night. We were the only ones in drag at this thing. If there was all this drama, there's a lot of sexual innuendo going around. There's a psychic. I don't feel comfortable around psychics. I felt uncomfortable. And then everyone online said I was totally homophobic. And it's actually the exact opposite of that. You know, I love gay people. I have a lot of gay friends. My maid of honor is a lesbian, all this stuff. And then Shannon retweeted someone that's like, that's basically said that I'm homophobic. And that's when I unfollowed you, Shannon. Shannon's like, huh? I don't remember that.
Well, I would never in my life. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't.
Okay, calm down over there. Also, I love that we have to give a shout out because that tweet was from Colette Lala, who partners up with Scott Hudson on the Big Brother gossip show. They are so funny, and I think I just totally axed the name of your show, you guys. I'm so sorry. But she's a friend of our show. And I love that she made it on Real Housewives of Orange County. That shit's awesome.
Yeah, and then she caused Lydia to unfollow Shannon. That she caused like a dramatic, like she caused drama between those two.
It is Big Brother gossip, right? That's the name of their show.
I think so. That's like the time I remember. Well, there was one season of Survivor. There was this girl on Survivor named Sugar. It was really stupid. And she used to live like a block away from me, and so I'd see her around the neighborhood, and she had her license plate said "I'm Sugar." And I took a picture of it, like, this is when I was blogging a lot, and I posted, and I said, like, I said something like, how ridiculous that Sugar has a license plate that says, I'm Sugar, and I posted it on my blog, because I thought it was hilarious. And this is, like, 2 days before the finale, and then the finale airs, they do the Survivor reunion, and they ask Sugar, what's it like being famous? And she's like, it's weird, like, you have, like, creeps on the internet posting your license plate on blogs, and it's like, who the fuck cares about my license plate? But creeps do that. I'm like, I'm that creep. I was like, I'm so honored.
What an a-hole. You get a fucking license plate that says I'm sugar. And then you're like, oh my God, why would people post my license plate? It's a really that's a really rough one to remember. I hope you never run anybody down on accident, idiot.
Her license plate didn't even say I'm sugar. It said I'm sugar, like S-U-G-A. I was like, ugh.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well. So anyway.
I was smoking out the screen door. Sorry. I wasn't bored.
No, it's fine. Well, either way, I think that Lydia has a right to feel uncomfortable. You know, I get that. If you're the only ones in drag at like a place, that's you're in like shitty
whatever.
Drag.
Whatever. Lydia is the shittiest Christian ever. We all have seen her in that Bible study meeting in her first season when she didn't know what the fuck was going on. She didn't seem to know what anyone was talking about. She didn't know how charities worked. She's like, I love charity. And she's like, how does this work? I shouldn't say the shittiest Christian ever, but she does piss me off. I really don't like that, like, faux judgment. Like, she's so innocent. You're not so innocent, Lydia. Cut it out. She's like,
well,
but the
I think
bingo
she's right
with sex positions that I've never heard of. It's like, well, that's your problem. Consider it a class, okay?
I think that she has a right to be uncomfortable, and I thought it was hilarious that the women then turned it on her, like, you know, you were really uncomfortable, and that, like, made us uncomfortable because we had to watch you be uncomfortable. I'm like, oh, so you guys are the victims because she was uncomfortable?
Yeah.
You know, I was like, come on. I was like, make her feel comfortable. I think everyone has a right. If you feel uncomfortable, you're uncomfortable. What are you supposed to do about it, you know?
Yeah, Shannon's like, oh, well, was it more comfortable sitting in the corner alone for an hour?
She did say that. I mean, I think that Lydia, like, was maybe overreacting, yes, but if she's uncomfortable, I mean, how can I say she's not uncomfortable?
Well, then don't go. Like, if you're going to be like that, just stay home. Like, no one needs to be shaded by your fucking uncomfortability at the drag queen bingo, Lydia.
Well, don't forget, I think the drag was a surprise, right? Didn't she show up at Tamara's or Shannon's house like, surprise, we're putting you in drag, and we're putting you in the creepiest, worst drag of all time.
Yeah.
So, like, I get it because you know what? There was one time, I've probably told the story before, where my friend asked me if I wanted to march in the gay pride parade here in LA. And then I got there and she's like, guess what? We're also going to be dancing. And the choreographer had us doing all these like super lady moves. Like we're just sort of like, it was like super, super like effeminate, like, I'm trying to express it through voice, what we're doing. And I felt uncomfortable. I was like, I don't want to do these moves all the way down Santa Monica Boulevard. This isn't me. This isn't who I am. Didn't make me homophobic, didn't make me like, didn't mean anything except that I personally was uncomfortable doing it. And
I'm not calling her a homophobe. I just think she's ridiculous because she also was like, yeah, and then what am I supposed to do? And then everybody's like asking a psychic about a baby and then fighting about their marriages. Bitch, where do you think you are? You're on a housewife show, okay?
So yeah.
Where are you right now?
Yeah. No,
so,
I think that's
then I
ridiculous.
Liked when she was like, well, all I meant by the Bible was, like, I didn't know how to react to drag because I didn't have instructions from the Bible. It's like, oh my God.
And that's when Megan's like, why don't you use your brain?
How about you use your brain instead of relying on the Bible for everything, okay? And she said, I think you're going to offend a lot of people. She's like, well, I think you just offended a lot of people. And girl, you know Megan's getting slaughtered. I haven't even looked at the Twitter, but you just know she is.
Right. Like, well, it was funny watching Lydia clap back at Megan because no matter what Megan said, Lydia was just like snapping at her. She's like, I just think, she's like, what? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think, Megan? She's like,
I just think you should do what's right.
It struck a nerve. You're going to strike a nerve.
Well,
you want to say,
you're coming out tonight. Okay, bring it on.
candles. Sandalwood.
So the quiet woman staff is next, and Andy's like, so why do you hate Shanna's gut so much? And she's like, because she took a nacho instead of fighting with me. She's like, we don't see eye to eye. I see blue and she sees black.
Yeah,
which,
well, this is,
well,
by the way,
that's colorblind shaming, which isn't very nice.
This isn't really the quiet woman segment, but this is like, why did Lydia, you know, Lydia, you prayed for Shannon at the quiet woman and it was really sweet. Like, what happened? And that's when, you know, Lydia's like, well, you know, we're just never going to see eye to eye. We're just never really going to be friends. And she was like, huh, well, it's funny that you should say that because at the finale, you said I was your favorite one. Huh? Interesting how people can change. People could love me one moment and the next minute they are divorcing me. Like, whoa, whoa.
interesting how one moment blue cheese dressing has 0 calories and then someone tells me there's like 9,000. Well, that's just great, Lydia.
I mean, here I am eating something that's supposed to make me bloom and be renewed. Turns out it's a blooming onion. Has 5,000 calories. No one told me. I thought it was for my soul.
And Lydia's like, I tried to text you after the show and hang, and you never texted me back, and then you reamed me in a blog. And Shannon's like, well, in your blogs, Missy, you have used the most character-damaging things against me. You've called me crazy.
She's like, yep. She's like, yep, stand by that.
Insane.
Yep. Stand by it.
Psycho.
Stand by it.
Mayor of Crazy Town? I'm not even registered in Crazy Town. I moved. Now I'm in Happy Town. Ha! I'm so happy. Ha! Ha! Oh, God.
I'm on the neighborhood watch of Crazy Town. I started Crazy Town, Lydia.
I start Crazy Town. I'm the controller. Controller, that's MP. Not, I'm not the controller.
I'm
I don't
on
have
the
control
board.
Issues.
I am on the water board.
Department of Water and Power.
And Lydia goes, well, I agree with all of those things about you, which isn't really, you know, it's a Lydia sentence. And then Megan's like, that's judgmental. And Shannon goes, very.
Very. Very. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Then Doug's balls, like, who cares?
Yeah, the ball thing that I mentioned before. And Lydia might be trying for a baby, but maybe not. Blah.
Blah, blah,
so now
blah.
We move on to the Kelly segment. Randy's like, Kelly, you are like the comeback kid, except your boobs didn't come back. They went away. How are those boobs? Can we get an update since it's been about 30 minutes? Boobs. So,
I love when they show Kelly saying Kelly things. Like, well, it's not like we're banging it like a screen door in a hurricane. Last night she said, don't be peanut butter and jelly, I think 3 times. Okay, so boobs. And I like when Kelly was showing them the boob plaster work at that party, and it shows Peggy, and she goes, that's too big.
Too big. Too big for Coco.
So, let me see. I'm trying to figure out what I'm talking about.
Well, now I get to look at your notes. You wrote notes about the clip package, about like when she said, I literally married my mother. But
Bobby's
that's not
like,
the
wait
rude
a minute, yet. We're married, Kelly? Wow.
Yeah. So it's like, was this when, I forget when it was. I just have to, this is sort of a general comment. I think that, and Andy may have said it to Shannon, but he may have said it to Kelly. One of Andy's favorite things is to show a clip package of like a marriage falling apart or maybe a friendship falling apart where it's like deep shit is happening. And he just loves going, hard to watch. Huh? It's like, you know, you enjoy that. You were smiling on the inside, Andy.
And usually on the outside, too. Sometimes they'll cut back to him, and he's just still got that goofy smile. That was great. That was great. Sorry, I'm listening to Bitch Sesh right now on my headphones. So it's the divorce package, basically. And, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of skipping
he's
a lot of this.
Yeah,
divorce, like, that's not fun.
Yeah, it was sad, and he's, you know, Kelly's like, yeah, basically known Michael like almost my entire adult life, and it's just really sad. And he's like, how's Jolie? Oh, she's fine. She's fine.
She's great.
She's never been happier.
She's great. And Vicky's like, well, you know, I was just trying to say the grass isn't always greener, okay? You know, the grass is more steeper on the other side, I've learned. And I was just trying to tell her, you know, if you could work it out, don't get a divorce. He'll take all your money, I'm telling you. They're like, okay, Vicky, we get it. Jeez.
Yeah.
So let's see.
So Tamara, so like he goes, Tamara, do you have any advice do you have any advice for Kelly, for like Jolie going into this divorce, you know, because there's a child involved? And Tamara's like, here's my only advice. Never, ever speak badly about the father. Ever. All right. Ever. I'm like, well, it might be a little bit too late for that.
I think he just called him satanic. Like, just like 2 episodes. Yeah, he's like, any more advice? She's like, do not give her erasers, batch. Okay? Do not give her erasers, batch. I'm like, okay, it's not your segment yet. So yeah. Andy's like, why do you like Shannon now? That's a crazy turn of events. She threw a steak at your face. And she's like, she's a good person. She makes me laugh. She's got daughters. I've got daughters. I mean, I like her. And Shannon's like, huh? Wow. Yes. Kelly, yes.
Such a good point. Such a good point.
Score. And he's like, you guys kiss. I mean, that was like making out. And Kelly goes, when Kelly's like, we look like lesbos. Lydia moves over.
And he's like,
get off my rainbow.
Please just don't say BS for a blowjob. Please. And then when Andy, I get that they just fucking loved Hammer on this show. And I get that she's like the queen of turning these shows into like fighting shows. Like, give her respect, you know. I give her respect for that. But some of these questions, Andy goes, so Tamara, Kelly says so many unforgivable things. What allowed you to forgive her?
You're talking to Tamara, sir.
Yeah. Tamara's like, well, I think the main reason why I was able to forgive her is because it'd be one less ally for Vicky. So that's why.
Also, she gets mad and she goes for the juggler. You know, that's why we never hire jugglers anymore at these parties. Like,
it's like, how many times we have to watch the indignity of a juggler drop all his balls because Kelly is tackling him? It's not fair.
So what else? So, Tamara erased. Now it's Tamara's thing. So I found something interesting out about this because I asked and Kelly said I could repeat it. So okay. I have permission, people. But in this whole erase thing, I was like, but didn't the daughter just say she doesn't want her, you know, posting? And Kelly goes, yeah, but I told her to do that. I was like, it's your daughter. Just post it. You have to post it. It's your daughter.
You know what? And you know what? Listening to this, I think Tamara, I feel like this Sydney's got to get, I'm sorry, Sydney. You can't, like, hold your mother hostage about this bullshit. You know, like, I'm sorry. I felt really bad for Tamara. Because Tamara, she did lay it out there. And she was like, you know, everything was going well. And things were going nicely. Then Simon starts posting photos of the two of them together doing stuff. And people were like, oh, Tamara's not involved. Tamara's not involved. And then Tamara, of course, you know, feeling insecure and wanted to be like, hey, bitches, I am involved. She posts this graduation photo, and Sydney told her not to. And Tamara's like, I was an impulsive bitch. I was an impulsive bitch, and I just did it. And now she's not talking to me. And I'm like, you know what, Sydney? As someone who doesn't know you and doesn't know all the details of your situation, let me weigh in. You know, you can't – like, you just can't throw out your mother because she did something – like, she posted a photo. You didn't want her to post a photo. She posted a photo. It's not the greatest crime in the world. And you're being ridiculous. You're losing valuable time that you could be having with your mother. And, like, you have to get over it. You cannot hold your mom hostage, okay? Like, she's still your mother. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, even I felt bad for Tamara. But that said, I mean, I don't know the whole situation or what Tamara did. Because, of course, Tamara's like, I've been nothing but a good mother. I did nothing. Nothing she says is true, which I can't really believe that. I mean, that she's – I believe it's, like, a really overdramatic – child mother daughter relationship, and that can get ugly, girl. I had one as a teenager, so I get that, but I'm not really sure how to feel. It's just really uncomfortable, and I lost a lot of, well, I didn't have respect for Sydney, really, but
I didn't think either way about Sydney. I just think
really gross and nasty. It was too much.
Yeah, saying like, my mom put fame and fortune before me. I was like, you know what that's actually starting to sound like? That's starting to sound really selfish, because guess what that fame and fortune is affording you? Whatever you're doing with your life, you know? And on top of that, like, it's not – Tamara said it herself. She's like, I didn't, like, go out on TV and, like, slander her or do something so miserable and do something – like, she didn't do anything to really, like – compromise some valuable tenet of the family. I think it's just like a teenager who is just like being like annoyingly teenagery, and it's just like, at a certain point, I don't think Tamara can't, you can't negotiate with terrorists. You
know? Yeah, exactly. And you know what? And it goes both ways with those two, because I think I've said those actual words about Tamara before. Like, you cannot negotiate with a terrorist.
Like, I mean, should Tamara have maybe, you know, respected her daughter's wishes about the photo. Yes, of course. But the daughter just totally,
it's just hard to,
like,
see what's even really going on, you know? Like, yeah. I don't even know what's going on. It's sad to watch a mom sob on TV. Like, that is really sad.
But, you know, she's you know what, though? I thought her response was totally appropriate. She's like, you know what? I'm on a reality show. And, you know, I have to be, I'm brutally honest about my life. I just can't hide this. And of course, the response is, well, you shouldn't be on the reality show. And that's why I got mad, where it's like, you know what? Like, yes, at a certain point, you should pick your family over fame and fortune, whatever. But this is kind of Tamara's job. And you're asking her, oh, quit your job for your, because your daughter just doesn't want you to do it. And yeah. It's like, you know, I just think that's, like, actually an obnoxious choice to make your parent go through.
Yeah. Fuck off. That's,
you know,
what I say.
I just think it's not. I think it's immature. It's immature.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, you always leave it to Vicky to put it in perspective. Because Andy's like, Vicky, how do you feel? She's like, well, you know what? I only do her love for her kid. You know, men come and go, but Brooke's teeth are forever. They're like, this. What are you even talking about, Vicky? She's like, I'm just saying. I didn't want to say his name, but those are nice teeth. I paid for those.
Yeah.
So then they go on for more Tamara misery. I mean. Nothing's really going that well for Tamara. Ryan and Sarah broke up. Now Sarah's dating. Tamara just turned 50. She's like, great. Thanks for bringing that up, fucker.
Yeah.
And Andy, of course, is like, do you want your implants back from the clubhouse?
It's kind of gross that that's even an option.
Only this fucking channel. And Tamara's like, well, I can't tell you. I want my badge tightened because I pee my pants. And then they show Peggy tilts her head like, did I hear this right? What is this, pee your pants? Really?
We put alphabet in pants?
It is because she plays ball in house.
Why do you keep vegetable in pants?
So now kind of... the Shannon losing weight segment. She's like, God damn it, you little bike! And she's lost some weight and wants to lose some more weight. And she was really insecure to even be filmed. And the question is, Vicky, is this your fault? And Shanna's like, I have taken responsibility. That was taken out of context. I am not blaming Vicky for opening my mouth and putting food in there. Now I am blaming her for making me want to open my mouth and put food in there, which she totally did. That is why I've gained 25 Vickies.
I'm really liking your note here. I'm taking over your note here. Shannon saying, "Oh, it's just it's that Vicky. She got the ball rolling, the butterball, if you will." That was a Ronnie joke that I delivered.
Do you love how I laugh at my own jokes? Even
it was
when you
a
say
funny
them?
Joke. The butterball, which reminds me, I gotta get a turkey.
Yes, girl, get that shit done.
So I'm gonna get it and thaw it. Oh, sorry, go on.
And Vicky, you know, this is something. This is true that I think people forget. I forgot it. When Vicky was like, look, I know I said it, but I didn't say it on camera. I said it off camera to Kelly. It was a private conversation. Kelly blurted it, and if I could take it back, I would. Okay? Woohoo. There.
Is this where she said, like, I feel terrible. Oh, this maybe it was at the David part where she's like, I feel terrible because, you know, if I could take back what I said, you know, I was really stressed out at that time because no one was talking to me. And so, like, I lashed out. Like, where in her apology, she was also still blaming them.
Yes.
Is that what, did that happen?
Yeah,
around there?
Pretty
I'm sorry,
much.
My notes
and
are deleted.
Shannon's like, wow, look at you in my montage about my weight, crying about yourself. Well, that's great. Thanks for coming by, Vicky. So now this is also one of my favorite things of this reunion. You know, she's holding Tamara's hand very tightly through this whole thing. Shannon.
Yes, manager.
And Tamara's like,
situation.
I'm here to support you, bitch. But then everything she says is so rude. She's like, well, you know, this, what did she say? Oh, she's like, I don't want to cry anymore. I'm fine. And Tamara's like, not this year.
Yes, yeah. She's like, I see myself on TV and it's like, that's not me. That's me. I'm acting out. It's strange. I don't want to cry anymore. It's not me. It's not my fucking persona.
Yeah, it is, bitch. It's like, geez, Tamara.
Her across the table.
So then let's see. They start talking about the divorce.
That was really, you know, this was really, you know, it was very sad. But it was like, yeah, it was. Again, this is why I love Shannon, because she she lets you in. She really does. She's like, well, you know, we went to Hawaii, and I thought everything would be fine. And David left the trip early, and we got home. He called it quit, and it's very hard for me right now. And I was like, oh my God, Jenin.
I just wanted
to hug her.
I thought we were going to have a great time in Hawaii, and the second we step off the plane, some girl tells him to get laid. How am I supposed to feel?
Did I think it was a coincidence that he flew to Maui and sent us to Kauai?
No. No.
Well, like, David, we still...
Oh, sorry.
David, no man is an island, but you certainly are on a different one right now.
Literally.
Shannon's like, well, you know, we're still partners, so we have Sunday night dinner with David, and
we still go to the games. You remember those games. Remember when I yelled at his mistress in the middle of the stadium?
God, I wish they were shooting that. That was one of the most amazing pieces of Housewives news, when Shannon was at the game in the audience and she saw the mistress there with her husband. And she got into a fight with her and started telling her off in the stadium.
Yeah.
That must be really hard. And Tamara's like, well, I'm the one who gets the phone calls after. But God, Tamara.
But it must, I mean, gosh, because, you know, like, you know, Shannon's like, I know we're being, you know, amicable for the daughters. We have our meals and we go to the USC games together. We post pictures together on Instagram, pretend everything's fine. But you know that deep down, Sasha, she just wants to talk so much shit about him. She's like, well, he does this, he does this, he does this. All the stuff I protected him from. I'm laying out. We have a dinner party. He only gets 2 bottles of wine for 12 people.
He'll call me on FaceTime and I think, oh, we're going to work things out. And then he just sits there slowly eating chips.
You know what I thought was really sad? And I'm sorry if I'm jumping around, because again, I'm like...
No, it's okay. I mean, we're discombobulated. We're officially longer than the reunion now, so...
But, you know, when she's talking about it, she's like, you know, it's just so hard. We went to the highest of the high with the Barrenules, and I said to David, like, we had a few good years there. And he's like, it was a few good months. I was like,
ugh. Yeah.
So
that,
cruel.
That was
so cruel.
That guy is such an asshole. And
yeah, I'm
as
sorry.
Sad as I am for Shannon, because it really is, like, it's fun to joke, you know, just about really anything. But it is really sad to see her go through that. But God, I'm glad she is going through it, because fuck that guy.
Yeah. And Vicky was, like, really crying. She was, and I think it was, I actually do think it was genuine. She was crying. I think that she, you know, people have to remember that David and Shannon, they announced their separation the day that they were filming this, because it was like obvious it was going to come out. And so Vicky, I'm assuming, didn't know about it yet. And Vicky was crying and she's like, I'm so sorry. Like, if I caused any part of it, it's like, it's awful. You know, like, that's two girls now. Two girls who are divorcing now. It's like, it's terrible. And she was really crying. Did you think it was sincere, or do you think she was just trying to make herself look better?
I think at first she was just full of shit, because it's like there were no tears. But then by this time she got them worked up. I don't know. I think she's sorry. I think Vicky is sorry always when she does something shitty. Like, once she realizes what it is, and it usually takes 4 years, but once she realizes it, she is sorry, but I don't know. She's still Vicky. And you know what? If Vicky stops being Vicky, like, what the hell? Like, I want to see Vicky fake cancer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want any other Vicky, okay? This is the Vicky I want, who's, like, carrying around influenza B shot or files. Like, that's who I want.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they kind of seem to make up. But, of course, we learn from the coming next week that they are saving up some shit for Vicky for part two.
Of course. Well,
I am off of this show.
Well, yeah, Peggy's the one who walks off of this one. And yet, while they're saving up all this shit, it's still somehow going to have a moment where Vicky, Tamara, and Shannon are crying in each other's arms. I don't know. But what we did have was, as this segment and episode started to wind down, it was like, so who here actually felt that Shannon was over the affair? And, like, no one raises their hands. And Shannon admits, she's like, you know, you tell yourself that you're over it, and you really try to convince yourself, and you start acting like, oh, everything's fine, but it's not. It's like, you think? we definitely noticed that, but I appreciate that she owned up to it, you know?
Yeah. It was just really basically sad at the end. It's like, okay. Yeah. And then they're like, okay, everybody, let's go to lunch. So they show them eating in their dressing rooms, which is so unfair. Like, leave them alone. Let them chew. And it's like, yeah. Kelly's the only one who will really eat. You know, she's got like her mouth full and she's like, really? I mean, I was crying.
Yeah. I was crying. It was sad.
And Vicky's like, well, it's true. You can't make someone love you. You know, it's like Panty Express. You know, I can't make it love me back. I just love it. Isn't this delicious, right? It's like, oh, yeah, it is. You're my house. And next time, a fly gets in Shannon's hair.
Things are looking up.
Well, that brings us to the end of this reunion. We will be back tomorrow with a very special double recap of Married to Medicine. And yeah. We'll be back on Turkey Day with Below Deck. And Friday, yep. We're taking off, mother trucks. Also, yeah, the bonus episode, so fun. It's about our field trip last night with Heather McDonald, Kelly Dudd, and Leah Black, and Brandon, Lauren, and Chris. So much fun. Go listen to it. Thanks to everybody who subscribes and supports. We love you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, baby.
Love you, guys. Love you, baby.
Bye.
Bye.